The following message is presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Now the message.
To the last minute, and God does such, God goes ahead of us. Because that song right there was all about Passover week. Today's Palm Sunday. So we're going to look at what Palm Sunday really is, what it really means. The children in that song sang, "Daddy, Daddy, what have we seen here?" They didn't know. The Jewish people of that time did not know what was really going on. Now we have the privilege and the ability to look at Scripture and look back and understand what God was really doing. So that's what we're going to do. To understand what Palm Sunday is, we have to go back to the first Passover. Back to the book of Exodus. And the context there is that the Israelites, the Jewish people, are enslaved in Egypt. They are oppressed, completely under the control of the Egyptians. They had called out to God for freedom, and they had been enslaved for over 400 years. They called out to God, and God heard the cries of his people in bondage. And he sends a man that God is going to work through. He's going to work through him as a prophet, as a miracle worker, as a liberator, as a leader. We know that man today, his name is Moses. Kind of looked like Charlton Heston or something like that. But Moses, if those of y'all who didn't laugh, you're not old enough. I'll tell you that. But God sent Moses to Pharaoh as a leader of the Egyptians, and he said those famous words that we know, "Let my people go." And then to accomplish that task, God sends plagues on the land of Egypt. And we're not going to talk about all those, but y'all remember those plagues? 10 of them, everything from boils to flies to frogs to the water turning into blood. But the last one is the one that we're going to look at today. And the last one was the death angel, where the Lord sent the death angel over the land of Egypt. And in one night, the death angel took the lives of every firstborn, both man and animal, every firstborn in Egypt. But God has given his people, the Jewish people, he had given them a way to protect themselves from the death angel. He told them that they were to take a spotless lamb, and they were to slaughter it, to sacrifice it, and to take some of the blood and put it on the doorpost and the lintel of the house that they were in. So that when the angel of death came through Egypt and saw the blood on the doorpost, that he would pass over that house. And that's where we get the term Passover. He would spare that house when he saw the blood. In Exodus chapter 12 is where we find this. And in verse 3, "Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th day," important, 10th day, "10th day of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. Verse 5, the lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Verse 6, now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the house where they will eat. Verse 12, for I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both men and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Verse 13, now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Verse 14, so this day shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance. So we know this week as Passover week. The Jews celebrate that. They celebrate Passover, and from that point until now, they still celebrate it. But let's look at the first Passover, what happened. People selected a Passover lamb on the 10th day of the month. And then 4 days later, on the 14th day, they sacrificed the lamb. The 10th day, they chose a lamb. They took that lamb into their house until the 14th day. So they claim that lamb as their sacrifice. They took it into their house, and then on the 14th day they sacrificed it. The blood was used to save them. That first Passover, the death angel came through Egypt, and as it came through the land, if it saw blood on the doorpost, if it saw the blood of the lamb on the doorpost, it passed over that house, and death did not enter that house. Now let's fast forward 1,500 years to when Jesus was entering Jerusalem. It was the last week of Jesus' life before crucifixion, and it was 4 days before Passover. Jesus was coming into Jerusalem. Now he knows what's going to happen. Nobody else knows. Jesus knows that he was going to be crucified later that week. Nobody else understood, not even the disciples really understood what was happening. He knows that his crucifixion is going to fulfill the Old Testament picture. It's going to fulfill the events of the need for the sacrificial lamb. Jesus knows this. Nobody else does. God's people are once again at this time in history living in oppression. Not from the Egyptians, but they are slaves of the Romans. So they're facing similar situations, except they're still in Israel at this time, but they are under complete control of the Romans, just like they were at the first Passover time. They didn't see much of a future. All of the Gospels, in Matthew 21, we see, but this story is in all the Gospels, this is a triumphal entry. Jesus is entering Jerusalem. Now, on the way into Jerusalem, he sends a couple of his disciples ahead. He says, go into this town that we're coming up to, and there's going to be a donkey tied there, a colt. Okay? You go get the donkey and the colt and bring it back to me. And if somebody asks, you tell them the Lord needs it. So they go in and they go find this donkey tied exactly where Jesus was said it was going to be tied. They untie the donkey, and the owner of the donkey and the colt says, hey, what are you doing? The Lord needs it. Well, then go ahead. So they bring it back out to where Jesus is. They lay their cloaks on it, and they set Jesus on top of it. In verse 7, it says they brought the donkey. This is Matthew 21, verse 7. They brought the donkey and the colt, and they laid their cloaks on him, and they set him on it. In verse 8, it says, and a very great multitude spread their cloaks on the road. Others cut down branches from trees and spread them on the road. Now, we read a while ago, John's gospel is the only one that says palm branches. The others say cut branches. Palm branches in John, thus we call it Palm Sunday. The crowd cried out, this verse 9, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Jesus entered Jerusalem, and some of them, in verse 10, some of them said, who is this? Verse 11, the crowd replied, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Verse 12, Jesus went into the temple of God. Now let's put these two passages together and see what happens. Remember, the Sunday before Passover, today we call it Palm Sunday. They didn't know it as Palm Sunday back then because they hadn't laid the palm branches out yet. What they knew that day as, they knew that day as the day of selection or Lamb Selection Day. That's what they knew the day as, because it was 4 days before Passover, and this was the time they selected the lamb for sacrifice. People selected their lamb, and they would take care of that lamb. They would bring it into their house, and they would take care for it until it was time for the lamb to be sacrificed. So this is on Lamb Selection Day. Jesus enters Jerusalem on Lamb Selection Day. John the Baptist, in John chapter 1, verse 29, points to Jesus, and he says, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. It is on Selection Day that Jesus enters and is ushered in to the city and ushered into the house of God. So get this, the people of God brought Jesus, the Lamb of God, into the house of God on the day of selection. Jesus is God's chosen lamb. A lamb without blemish, the spotless lamb. Jesus was without sin, God's chosen lamb to be sacrificed. This is Old Testament prophecy being fulfilled. No one at that time knew the significance of that day. Rebecca's song, Daddy, Daddy, what have we seen here? They start out saying, what will we see here? They knew Jesus as a prophet, as a miracle worker, as a man of God. They thought maybe another Moses was coming to save them. They thought maybe Jesus was going to come in and stand up to the Romans, to the leadership, and say, let my people go, because they were enslaved to the Romans. Maybe they thought that there was going to be more plagues come in, like there were in Egypt, when God used Moses to lead the Israelites out of slavery, out of bondage. They find themselves in the same oppressive situation, and they were excited to see Jesus come into Jerusalem, because they thought a new Moses was arriving, a new leader. They weren't looking for the Lamb of God. They were looking for a king. And they were excited, and they waved palm branches and celebrated and danced. Only Jesus knew that he was to be a sacrifice. Only Jesus knew that the cross lay in his future later that week. He had come to be the chosen lamb, the sacrifice to wash away the sins of the world. The people, they didn't know that. But we can look back and we can see it as we study and as we understand that Jesus was fulfilling the prophecies, that Jesus was fulfilling the promise. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7. For indeed Christ, our Passover lamb, was sacrificed for us. As we go into this week and we look forward to Easter, to celebrate what happened, we need to think back of the last week of Jesus' life. He knew what he was going to face. He knew what was coming. The people didn't know. They were excited. They thought a king had come, when in actuality, the King of Kings had come to be a sacrifice for each one of us. For indeed Christ, our Passover lamb, was sacrificed for us. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for loving us. As we look back in history and as we look back at the events that unfolded during Passover week, during the first Passover, Lord, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your Son who willingly went to the cross as our sacrificial lamb. Lord, if there's somebody here today that needs to make a decision of any type, I pray that today would be the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The preceding message was presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ or about the church, including contact information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.